I think it was utterly predictable that Roland du Châtelet would sack Russell Slade, but I have to say I'm a little bit surprised about the timing, just coming out of a decent run of games. They had a poor result on Saturday against Swindon, but they were really in trouble in that game because of the players away on international duty and injury. Didn't have any wingers. I mean, it was a very poor performance, but even so, I mean, it does give the impression that he's been sacked off the back of one game, which when he's only been at the club for 16 matches is a bit ludicrous. I suspect that Roland du Châtelet was never reconciled to Russell Slade being the manager in the first place. I think that the changes that took place and the bringing in of a British manager were not something that really appealed to him. I think he was very much about his model of continental players and continental managers. But that having failed so disastrously, I think he was persuaded to try something else, and perhaps he will be again. But I don't think that he was ever an enthusiast for Slade, and I think he's just taken the opportunity to get rid of him.
So what happens now, Rick? Where can you see the club going from here?
Well, I think the problem is that they've been trying to sell a narrative that things have changed at Charlton over the summer and that now we're going to have a proper setup with proper coaching, proper scouting, and behave like a reasonable football club. But 16 games in, that narrative has been destroyed again. So the people telling that story, the chief executive, Catherine Mera in particular, has been going around telling it to as many people as will listen. You know, they're utterly undermined. I mean, nobody can really take seriously anything that they have to say about the new person coming in, because the inevitability is that Roland du Châtelet will sack whoever it is sooner rather than later. So, I mean, the chances of the next manager lasting until the end of the season must be pretty slim, I would think.
So I'm hearing from you that you're saying the chief executive's being undermined. Is there a bit of a division between her and the owner then?
I can't believe that she's happy with... I mean, she's given quotes within the last 3 weeks in which she said that it's a very stable club now and the great work that Russell Slade's doing and he's the man for the future. And suddenly, after one defeat, he's no longer there. That undermines her, doesn't it? Now, if he's not doing it, she's doing it to herself. I don't personally think that she's competent to be chief executive, but I'm not sure that she's in control of this situation.
Now, you've mentioned about Card and what you guys have been doing. Just explain some of the latest initiatives.
Yeah, we've had a huge success this week, to be honest. Going over to Belgium, we had a dozen Card members have gone over with a branded up London taxi, which is going to be calling Taxi for Roland. It's got some of the items that we've chucked on the pitch over the course of the last year along the side of it, and a big Roland Out logo. And that's been very successful. It's been to St Trudens, which is where he's got his Belgian football club and where he seems to be based a lot of the time. It's been to Brussels, to the seat of government and the European Parliament, because he's interested in politics and has been involved in politics. And it's been to his Melexis factory in Ypres and talked to some of his employees there. But the great thing is we've had huge media coverage in Belgium, including in Limburg, in the Limburg region, which is where he's based, which will have embarrassed him and annoyed him.
You've mentioned about all these good things going on, Rick. Is it working, what you're doing?
I think it's putting pressure on the people that we can get to. I mean, if we can't get to du Châtelet, we will put as much pressure on Catherine Mera as possible, because it's clear that he relies on her and that she is not really capable of being a chief executive. She doesn't have the experience or the background that would suggest she is capable of being a chief executive of an English football club. I think we're getting to them. Whether we're getting to them to the point where du Châtelet sells the club, which is what we want him to do. I mean, interestingly, there's a quote from him in the Belgian newspaper saying that he'll decide who he sells the club to. Well, that's quite interesting, because we've never told him who he should sell the club to. I mean, there are people around who certainly we'd like to see having an influence on the future of the club, but we accept it's up to him who he sells it to. What we want is for him to get out, because we don't think there could be anybody worse out there than him.